Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, indeed. It is Friday. Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I had an apple fritter. Thank you, Pam. We love you.
Yes, it was yummy.
You are the embodiment of all that is good in our community.
In giving and caring for the Bob Rose Show.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about today. The J6 alleged pipe bomber. We'll get into that. They've got him into custody. 30-year-old male. Jake Tapper, it's not sure if he's white or black, but he is a black man. We'll get into that in a little bit. Well, we've got our Florida CFO with us, Blaise Ingolia. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. It's always a pleasure. Tell me about this legislative priority dealing with illegal immigrants.
Yeah. As you well know, I was sort of like the tip of the spear in the legislature putting forward anti-illegal immigration bills, and that doesn't stop when I'm CFO. So we rolled out a proposal that's going to be carried by Senator Martin in the Senate and Bernie Jacques, Representative Jacques, in the House. We found some things that were very, very troubling, and we want to put an end to them. You know that there are states out there, there are 19 states specifically, that give driver's license to illegals. What we found out is that insurance companies, and some of them in the state of Florida who work in other companies, are actually giving these illegal immigrants auto insurance policies to help them on the road. Now, I think that's nefarious. And my proposal says that if you get into a car wreck here in the state of Florida with an illegal immigrant, that they are automatically at fault. Even though we have no fault here in the state of Florida, they are going to be automatically at fault, and their insurance company has to pay because they shouldn't be on the road in the first place. Hopefully that will disincentivize these auto insurance companies from offering the policies and marketing to the illegal immigrants in the future. We think it's nefarious. We think it needs to stop. Another thing that we found is that, believe it or not, in our workers' comp laws, it says there in black and white on the paper that illegal immigrants are eligible for workers' comp benefits. We do not think that that should be there because they shouldn't be in the country. They shouldn't be working in the future. And if an illegal immigrant winds up getting hurt on the job site, well, anybody getting hurt on the job site, they're going to have to check with the Verify to make sure that they were in the country legally before we pay out benefits. And if they aren't in the country legally, then the company that hired them needs to pay for them, and the workers' comp system itself should not have to pay for it. And another thing that we found is that, do you remember a couple of months ago, we had the illegal immigrant, the CDL driver, that wound up making that illegal turn and wind up killing people because they couldn't read roads and well, we found out that the CDL license, even though the CDL license test is given in English, the prep courses are given in 45 different languages, and you have to pass a prep course test at the end of that test in order to get the license. You have to pass the prep course, which isn't necessarily given in English, but the final is given in English. Why the difference? It all should be in English because they should be proficient in English if they're going to drive on our roads.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a common sense thing, I would think. And this guy apparently couldn't even pass a road sign test. I mean, that's not asking you to even understand the language per se, just road signs, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, look, this is common sense things. Look, illegal immigration has been fostering for 50 years. Unfortunately, Democrats and Republicans have turned a blind eye to this, including having stuff in state statutes across the state that incentivizes stuff. I am hell-bent on getting rid of the incentives.
Yeah. I want to ask real quick about the workman's comp. If your legislation goes through, will that help rates to come down at all?
Well, rates are coming down regardless, but yes, anytime you remove fraud from the system, they're going to further going down. So illegal immigrants claiming benefits off of a workers' comp system is a form of fraud. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, I want to make sure that on this workman's comp thing, because I have a story about you, patching up holes. Is there other issues besides the, illegal aliens working?
In terms of illegal immigrants in general?
No, just in terms of workers' comp. Did you get a chance to, are there other holes in it, in other words?
We haven't gone through the whole statute because it is voluminous, but we are definitely going through it, and we're going to continue. Look, I'm going to be in this job hopefully for 9 years. I'm not going away. We're going to go through every single letter of the law and make sure that we clean it up.
Well, apparently, you've got the Florida state attorneys all announcing an endorsement of you for Florida chief financial officer. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. We have almost all of the Republican state's attorneys have come out, endorsed our campaign for a full term. We've had 60 out of 61 of the Republican sheriffs statewide endorse our campaign. We had the statewide FOP. We have the statewide firefighters. They're starting to, everyone's realizing that we're doing a very, very good job. And that was intended. We're sort of like redefining the role of the CFO here. Our campaign is getting momentum. If anyone wants to learn more about our campaign, just visit us at blazeforflorida.com, BLAISE, for all, FOR, all spelled out, Florida, all spelled out, .com. Learn about our campaign. But look, I'm going to be an advocate for the taxpayer as long as I'm in this office. And as much as I love these big endorsements, saying that, hey, Blaze is doing a good job, we're standing with them, the best endorsement that we have is for the taxpayers. So hopefully the taxpayers realize that I'm always going to be on their side.
And that's how the whole story starts, with you getting sick and tired of property taxes skyrocketing, and you decided to take action and get involved politically, and we appreciate that.
No, it's my passion. It's my passion. And to that end, Bob, I don't know if you know this, but yesterday we did another FAFO event on wasteful spending in Palm Beach County, found $344 million worth of wasteful excessive spending in last year alone. That is the largest we've seen so far, which brings our total to almost $1.9 billion that we have found in just 11 local governments.
That is big. That speaks for itself. We wish you all the best, Florida CFO Blaze Ingolia. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, you too.
$1.9 billion. And that's just in 11 cities or communities. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, every community they go into, they find a substantial amount, some more than others, but $344 million in Palm Beach County. And remember, they do this in a relatively short period of time. I mean, if they were really, had the time and resources to go through stuff, I'm sure that they would find quite a bit more. This is almost like a low-hanging fruit kind of thing that your local folks should have picked up on and addressed a long time ago, but for various reasons have not done that.
Yeah. Well, I think, stop and think, just when we talk to people in the community, or you'll see a local headline, or we talk to our local politicians, anybody can tell you how they see waste, and you know that it's in the millions and millions of dollars in your city or in your county. I just think it's awfully cool that we were talking before he went on. He is on the road all the time. He is a busy guy. And he says, it's not because anybody is telling me to do this. This is my passion. This is my goal right now. And the fact that he and his team are really having the fortune to find these inefficiencies, as good as they are, that's good for the state.
He started out by like giving seminars. They were called Government Gone Wild, where he would show the out-of-control spending. And that really resonated with a lot of people,
yes.
How our, you know, our hard-earned money is being squandered.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, laid it out there in very easy, digestible terms. And, you know, went from there, you know, Florida House, chair of the Republican Party, 2020, elected to Florida Senate, District 11. And he's been working on the illegal immigration issue for years. And
he's a busy guy.
Getting taxes lowered and stuff. Yeah, I'm doing a bang-up job. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Happy, happy Friday, friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:22, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, Road to Bethlehem, a special live outdoor production of The Christmas Story. They do a great job. It's at Camp Kalakaua. That's in High Springs. So just look up Camp Kalakaua, and you get all the information. But it's next weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th. And it is just a beautiful Christmas production from start to finish. Like I said, go to the Camp Kalakaua, .com is actually it. But, you know, if you Google Kalakaua, you know, you'd figure it out, right? Can you sound that one out or not? Greg, let's see if you can. How do you spell it? K?
U.
Uh-huh.
That's the Q.
Yeah.
La, L-A.
Yeah.
See, this is where it gets a little
qua.
See, now if you do it that way, you know it's Q-U-A.
There you go.
And instead of a K, so that's good.
Qua.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There you go.
Wherever that comes from.
Yeah, but it worked.
It does. And
I assume it's a word of Native American tongue.
Yes. Yes. It means get there early. There's going to be busy.
Guess there's going to be lineup.
Yeah. It's free, by the way, and it is tremendous.
Nice trip.
So yeah. I love it. Hey, the top story is the J6 pipe bomber arrest. Alleged.
But Bob, alleged. Bob, you and Glenn Beck told us about somebody already like a couple of weeks ago, right?
Well, it was the folks from The Blaze, you know, that work for Glenn Beck.
Yes.
And they put together, based on the video, and they have much better, higher resolution video. That's one of the issues I have. It's part of this whole conspiracy, and I guess I'll say it that way.
Yeah.
But, they didn't put out the best quality video that they could have. So they were, from the very beginning, were not making their best effort. Okay, the FBI. They simply weren't under the Biden administration. That's a fact. And it was sitting at the FBI for 4 years. Evidence leading to the arrest of a suspect and planting pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC was sitting there collecting dust at the FBI during the 4 years of the Biden administration, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? In less than a year, these folks were able to get it together and make an arrest. Whereas the previous 4 years under the Biden administration, it's not like they couldn't, in my opinion, because they unplugged, the folks that were working on the case, I don't know, fairly short period of time. And said, no, let that one go. Why would they do that? I thought it was pretty important. And remember, this was J6. These people... They found on little splices, little pieces of videotape, they would get a part of a face, and they could hunt those people down across the country and arrest them.
Yep, and they did.
I mean, the effort was an incredible one. It showed the capabilities of when they want to catch somebody, mm-hmm. by golly, I'm not kidding you, they can do it. And when they don't, it makes you wonder, and it should make you wonder. So anyway... The Blaze people, with their connections, they studied the video of the walk and the cadence and the gait of the person. And there really is science behind it, technology.
Right.
And you can really narrow it down when you compare it to the gait to video of other people. Well, the person that was the closest match that they found was a woman who worked for the Capitol Police at that time. And then later on, not too long after the event, all of a sudden, she went to work for the CIA. And her gait very much matched the video that we see of the person walking around the day before J6 planting these bombs.
Yep.
Now, no mention of a female so far in here at all. This is a male that has been arrested. And it's a 30-year-old male. And he's a black man. And Brian Cole Jr. is his name. CNN host Jake Tapper apparently described him as a 30-year-old white male, and I guess just seconds after that, his picture is on the screen behind Tapper.
Do you think? Okay, I'm gonna channel him a little bit. Tapper, do you think he's just being a little profiling on his own of the name and just made an assumption? Why would you say that? Why would you? If you don't know, why would you say it? And then look like an idiot 3 seconds later.
Yeah, I honestly, I said it earlier. I think it was wishful thinking. He was hoping that would be,
right.
Some pasty white, redneck boy from the South who's got
his MAGA hat on. Probably, yeah,
got
with
his
a
MAGA
camo.
Hat yeah. on, and uh-huh. his rebel flag, and, yep. and yeah, that's what he wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case. Brian Cole, 30-year-old. He could describe as a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs. Charged with transporting an explosive device, interstate commerce. Several minutes later, Tapper's own program aired photos of Brian Cole Jr., clearly a black man. And, so they have this suspect.
Right.
And he's got the bomb-making, material. Some stuff was found apparently at his house. He lived with his folks. He's 30 years old. He worked part-time. He would show up every once in a while at the bail bond office because his dad owned it. So he would do that. He was kind of a loner. He wore his headphones all the time, walked his dog, didn't appear to have much any kind of real friendships of any sort, So this guy was a... probably thought to be a brilliant pick by the CIA, in my opinion.
Off the radar?
Yep. And then, and what a great patsy, you know, when push comes to shove. Oh, remember, you know, you acted alone.
Yeah.
You know? And then we'll, you know, I don't know what kind of promises or deals or whatever they do to get people to do their dirty work, but.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we're done with it. I think this is partial. They have the partial answer. But the Biden administration in 4 years couldn't find anything. That's ridiculous. It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about those positive thoughts. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So I just got I'll let you do your thing, because then I want to pass a little something along for you.
Oh, you go ahead.
Well, I just to say,
I'm good. I got nothing.
Really?
Never.
Well, you got all the official things, you know, that you've got to do. And
oh, no, I did all the IDs and whatever's necessary.
No, I just got a little heads up that if by chance you're rolling through Butler Plaza today and you see a whole bunch of police cars, maybe their lights and stuff going on, it's nothing to be concerned about. Apparently, it is the first of a couple. A Shop with the Cops event going on, and that's GPD letting me know.
Oh, that's when they take the kids from you know, families that could use a little helping hand. And
so, since it's starting a little bit, just a few minutes after the show, they wanted to give us a heads up because folks would, you know, start calling, goes, "What's going on?" It'd be all over, you know, there's police cars everywhere, and you know, the world is coming to an end.
No, it's not something bad. It is something extremely good, and thanks to our local law enforcement for being involved in that.
There you go. It's nice.
We love it. All right, keep up the good work. And don't write any tickets to anybody driving to Keystone around 12:30. Nah, just kidding.
County will take care of that.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Like, on the way home, no, there's just too much traffic.
Really?
You know, I'm not going to pass a bunch of, you know, I'm not going to do that. On the way to work, you know, should be the Autobahn, and I used to treat it as such until I got busted doing that. Apparently, it's frowned upon. So
apparently so.
Here I am, back to being law-abiding again. And I can tell you it's not fun.
At least for now.
It is not fun.
Yeah.
They don't make movies about the law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, that'd be boring.
Jimmy Cagney, public enemy number one.
See, there you go.
No, not that bad.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace introduced the Food Assistance Integrity and Responsibility Act this week, designed to weed out fraud in the SNAP program, in part by requiring a photo ID.
What?
On the EBT cards, a photo ID.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy talk. How racist is that?
They
can't afford that.
I don't think you have to pay for it.
Well, that's the law of things, but that's what they always say. Oh, they can't afford that.
Yeah, it's such a scam-a-rooney going on with that stuff that, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, that would be great if it was like alcohol. Like, when you went to the store, they'd say, okay, let me see some identification. They're not going to do that with the SNAP thing. I don't think. I don't know what they're going to do to, like, to mandate it. But they're trying. They are trying, and God bless them, because, you know, is there really 42 million people on SNAP, or, you know, is 12 million of those people fraudulent, either not deserving of it, or it's funneled into something else, or it's just a giant scam? I mean, once you see the level of this scam that was going on with mostly Somalians in Minnesota and what they were doing, funneling money to Al-Shabaab, I mean... almost $1 billion, it looks like. It may even go beyond that. So, yeah, don't think that, you know, people can't come up with ways to rip off the government. They stay awake at night thinking of those things, and there's people that are, you know, willing to engage in those activities. So, thanks, Congresswoman Mace, for, you know, at least giving it a shot. Said across the country, states are reporting massive losses from SNAP fraud and misuse. In just the first quarter of fiscal year 2025, more than $102 million in stolen or fraudulent benefits were approved. During this same period, states recorded over 226,000 fraudulent SNAP claims and 691,000 unauthorized transactions nationwide, including 4,209 stolen benefits just from South Carolina alone. So, yeah, a lot of fraud there, and hopefully she'll be successful in attempting to address that. Now, speaking of the Somalian thing, the massive $1 billion in welfare fraud in Minnesota is causing many to ask what Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar knew. What did she know, and when did she know it?
Oh, she's in the middle of it.
The fraud was committed right under her nose by the Somali community in Minnesota. Now, reports say that Omar has many close ties to organizations, businesses, and individuals named in the various cases that have uncovered massive fraud of Minnesota's overly generous welfare schemes. Overly generous welfare schemes.
I like nicely that. Put, yeah.
Cases that total up to more than $1 billion in stolen taxpayer money, $1 billion that belong to the taxpayers, gone. And not just gone, not just evaporated, but sent to Al-Shabaab, sent to a terrorist organization. For example, Omar has held events and parties at the Minneapolis Eatery named Safari Restaurant, an establishment that's been named in some of the investigations looking into the fraud. The owners of this restaurant, Salim Said and Amy Bach, have already been convicted in the Feeding Our Future case that defrauded $250 million from the state in child food aid. One couple able to defraud $250 million. Now, I'm sure they didn't act alone.
Right.
So you've got to get people that are working together in these schemes. Wow. Omar was reportedly very close to these business owners. The congresswoman held her 2018 congressional victory party at the restaurant with the full participation of its owners and introduced the bill that led to the fraud that enriched them. So the bill that passed was presented by Omar, and that was the conduit, the way in which they got a hold of all that money and were able to funnel it. Isn't that crazy? Omar has claimed to know nothing about any of it. Chadwick Moore, reported for the New York Post, said was found guilty, this is one of the business owners, in August, of ripping off the state for $12 million in funds that were supposed to be earmarked to feed needy children. The money was stolen from the 2020 Meals Act, which Omar introduced and saw passed with bipartisan support. Omar is seen on video in that very restaurant that she, when she touted that program.
Is anything in that shocking to you whatsoever?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
No. One of Omar's own campaign officials has also pleaded guilty in one of these cases. One of her own campaign officials. A Democrat activist guilty of running a fake food aid organization called Advanced Youth Athletic Development, claimed to have helped feed 5,000 children with the organization and pulled in $3.2 million in fraudulently awarded funding.
Wow.
And this guy worked for Omar from 2018 to 2020. One of his duties was to turn out the vote in the Somali community. I bet he did.
Yeah, I bet he did a great
job.
Bet
he did. Yep.
Wow.
And he was a constant presence around Omar throughout that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Omar also received donations from several of those involved in these cases. In 2022, she returned $7,400 in direct donations from these convicted fraudsters. Yet, she maintained she knew nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Saw nothing. Mm-hmm. Heard nothing.
Right.
And had no part in the fraud.
Of course not.
Yep. Omar recently sponsored an op-ed the New York Times published under her name and insisting that Trump's focus on the massive theft of tax dollars by Minnesota Somali community is just bigotry. Bigotry.
No. It's not like criminals in office.
Stealing.
Anti-American.
It's fraud.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color or background the people have.
No.
If their behavior is criminal, they're criminals.
Well, unless you talk to Crazy Crockett, because just
that's
because
right,
you commit a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal. This seems to be the mentality of the left these days. I mean, nothing is wrong. Nothing is illegal as long as they're the ones doing it and benefiting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump called her and many unassimilated Somali migrants garbage. Yeah, it might have been a little harsh. I guess you should qualify it as those involved. Those involved are garbage. But anyway, yeah, Omar, what did she know? When did she know it? What involvement did she have?
How much of it was her idea?
I mean, it seems like she would be, at the very least, under House Ethics Investigation, at the least.
You would think.
We'll see. Could still be coming.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we still have plenty to talk about, plenty headlines, and, of course, the top story with the pipe bomber being caught, allegedly. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about anything new that we have related to that as well. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Greg?
Yeah.
Barrett called. You know, Barrett, your dog, your 50 caliber dog.
Yes.
He called me.
Yes.
He said, "Why does Greg sometimes smell like another dog?" I didn't know what to tell him. I didn't want to shatter his little heart.
Oh.
What's your excuse?
Because we have some friends who also have some pretty cool dogs, and Barrett knows some of them. Yeah, Toby is 4 today. That's the Florence Nicolosi puppy dog.
Uh-huh.
I say puppy dog.
He's like 180 pounds.
He's a big Roddy. Yeah, he's a big.
Wow.
Boy. I don't know what he weighs, but he's big. But he's a great dog.
See, so, I'll have no other dogs before me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my dogs are the they're the stuff.
But see, Ursi, the dog across the street from us, who Barrett does love as well. She loves me too.
Oh, all dogs love me, and I'm kind to them.
Yeah.
But I would never put another dog in front of
I'm not saying I put any dog in front of Barrett. It just happens to be Toby's birthday today. He's 4.
And it just happens to be that just the shadowy cast, you wouldn't be able to see Barrett. So
there's that, yeah.
Don't drill me, bro.
What?
Don't drill me, bro.
Okay.
Does that bring up any memory? I can't remember when you got here.
I've heard of Don't Tase Me Pro.
Yeah, were you here then, or were you just here in town? Do you remember that? It happened on the University of Florida. Don't Tase Me Bro, and they carried the dude out.
I guess I don't remember.
They tased
that.
The crap out of him, and oh. I still totally support that. And we played it over and over again. Don't Tase Me Bro.
Must have been before my time.
Oh my gosh. So
Jay enjoyed that.
Look it up. I am sure it's all over YouTube. Don't Tase Me Bro.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did that. I used the on a Marion County firefighter right now.
Yeah.
I said, don't haze me, bro, when I saw him.
Oh.
Ooh.
How'd that go over?
He laughed and...
Nervously?
Just...
Too soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was awful. But we're talking about the four firefighters in my in Marion County. They were in trouble for...
that you would do something like that too soon.
I know. I shocked myself. Yeah.
So, what's the don't drill me, bro?
Rick Scott says, don't drill me, bro.
Who did he say this to?
I think he's saying it maybe to President Trump. Oh. In fact, in a letter.
Really? Well, they get along, though, right?
Oh, generally,
that's
absolutely, positively.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But Rick Scott's got this, you know, he's got a mansion in Naples, Oceanside. I mean,
it makes
Mar-a-Lago look like Motel 6. You know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing. I always kid him about it. The senator's real cool about it. I always invite myself down there. Never taken the bait one time.
Can't
not
get
once.
Through the gate.
Because
no.
I think I would. I think I would actually shock him just to say that I was there.
Yes.
But so he's not biting, clearly.
So what's the deal with the drilling?
Senator Rick Scott led Florida's entire congressional delegation in sending a letter to President Trump encouraging him to reject any potential plans from the Department of Interior that would violate his moratorium banning oil drilling off of Florida's coasts. The members note that Florida's coasts are an iconic and pristine part of the state's environment, serve as a critical national security point for military training with a Gulf test range, and help generate jobs and over $127 billion in annual tourism spending. And, of course, Senator Scott's worked with President Trump for years, both as a governor and as a senator, to keep oil drilling off of Florida's pristine coasts and sponsoring the American Shores Protection Act to codify the president's moratorium banning oil drilling off of Florida coast through 2032. So they're protected through 2032 unless there, I guess, would be executive action or other things would have to be taken. I mean, what's your feeling on it? It's really easy to be here in the Sunshine State. I'd say, heck no, I don't want no oil. I don't want no oil coming up on the beaches or anything else.
And I'm sure that is easy, especially if I had a mansion on the beach. I might feel a little more that way. I guess I'm very neutral about it. I mean, you know, drill, baby, drill, but not in my backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want the cheaper gas. We all want the, you know, and right now it's like, you know, $3 around the country, which is awesome. It's not... Unless you have a disaster, it's really typically not a problem. You don't even see them. I mean, they're usually way off the call, you know, off the Gulf, off the coast, rather, either side. So I guess it just doesn't hit me as much of a threat as maybe it does some people.
Yeah, it is kind of not in my backyard kind of a mentality. And
I
feel that way, too. But I also know that it is very, very safe. The chances of you know, accidents are much, much rarer than they used to be. Still, of course, possible. But we know there's reserves. We know there's a lot.
Yes, and we need to not be dependent upon anyone when
any
it comes
foreign,
to fuel.
Any foreign entity.
So I think I have no problem with it, personally.
If you like fishing, you usually like them. The fish are attracted to the platforms.
Because of the...
Just because it's, you know, barnacles grow on there and attracts
there
fish.
Go.
And, you know, just like anything
you
else, you know, if you sink an old ship or anything, same thing. All right, 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.